This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah. So that Mariah Carey song, you know it.
I
want for Christmas is you. It's the biggest Christmas song. It's number one. You know, every year they talk about that, I think, can't someone come up with a catchy pop song, put Christmas lyrics on it, and dethrone that? It's really hard, I guess. People like Christmas songs they know. And it seems like it takes a while for something to really be considered a good Christmas song.
They want the nostalgia effect.
Yeah. Even if they like something like, yeah, it's clever for this year, but I won't hear it again. Yeah. But Mariah Carey, that's like the last one that I know of that got put into the classic.
We all have the same
category.
Favorite, don't we?
What?
I like the Pogues.
Fairy Tales of New York.
Yeah.
I like the Bing Crosby stuff.
Okay.
Yeah, I like the old Bing Crosby Christmas stuff. That might be my favorite. Muppet Christmas Carol's a good one. Anyhow.
It's not true.
What?
You like The Waitresses. I know that's your favorite.
That's my favorite, single favorite song. Yeah, Christmas rapping. Mm-hmm. I don't know, I don't know that is in the classic thing, though.
But
you hear it played
tonight.
That's my favorite. Yeah, for sure. Christmas rapping is a great song. It's a good example of a song that's a good song. You put some Christmas lyrics on it, boom. Good Christmas song. Mariah Carey had a good Mariah Carey song, put some Christmas lyrics on it.
Sure.
Made her $1 billion. So it's number one every year, I guess, on these charts, which doesn't surprise me. But this year she gets dethroned. Now, who dethroned her? Any guesses here?
Well, that dude who won American Idol or whatever. What's his name?
Clay Aiken.
Yeah.
Oh, Clay Aiken?
That's all he does now is Christmas
albums.
Yeah.
You think
he's Jewel. She does Christmas stuff now.
Mm-hmm.
So you think Clay Aiken is back and he dethroned...
Well, it could be one of his older songs.
Trans-Siberian Orchestra.
Yeah, that's true. Sometimes those older songs may come back, and who knows how long it took. That's probably true.
Damn it. It's just Siberian Orchestra.
Who?
You don't have to put a qualifier.
Don't name it. That's right. I saw them. No, who did I see live? What's the other thing that everyone's parents love? That's it's like the orchestra, but it's
Mannheim,
the other one. Mannheim Steamroller.
Yeah,
I went and saw them with my mom and dad.
I saw them one time.
I got them tickets. It was like an old lady and old man. They looked like they were in church clothes, and they sat up there and played the organ.
Oh, then I must have did the Trans-Siberian. Now, that is Trans-Siberian.
They come every year. Around.
Is it like a big rock and roll production?
Okay, it's like Metallica does Christmas.
Yeah, and like Queen. And
Oh, I've never seen that. That sounds better than what I saw.
You know that they're big songs.
The Mannheim Steamroller Christmas album is one of my favorites because I grew up. That's why my mom listens to every year.
Maybe I'll make the boys go with me to Siberian Orchestra.
They might like it.
I just saw a billboard.
Go to that.
Early December.
Did you take them to the lights thing at Legends, the Christmas Paradise thing?
Is that at the ball field or whatever?
Yeah, I did that last year.
I didn't do it, was it awesome?
What? I guess the kids might have to be a little younger.
Well, the night we
I like it as an adult.
Freezing, but it's fine.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that would put a damper on things. Was it expensive? Brooke paid for the tickets. Well, then forget it.
I got tickets from here, so we have them. But,
oh, okay. I don't know if your kids like it or not. I like that cheesy Christmas stuff. Just help me get in the mood.
Just, you know, same thing.
Yeah, get me in the mood.
I'm looking for that.
Yeah. So
when does that start?
I don't know. Probably after Thanksgiving.
What was it called again?
Are you guys going to go see Gladiator 2?
Yeah.
During the holiday? Yeah. They said it's a big battle this year between Wicked, the musical, which I know nothing about, and Gladiator 2, which one will win. Yeah, Wicked will get all the women. And they want it to be like Barbenheimer with Barbie and Oppenheimer. Oh. So that's what they're hoping for. I think the difference is, I think you can drag some guys to see Barbie. I don't know if you can drag a lot of guys to see a musical that's 2.5 hours that they've never really heard of.
I'm going to.
But it is Ariana Grande. You're going?
Mom Pop's excited.
He's excited about Wicked?
Yeah.
Well, there you go. They say it's going to make a ton of money.
About it.
I think he's seen, they did a lot of marketing. Like, they got a brownie mix that has, like, a ton of money. He's seen the witches.
Did you see the toys for sale? On the back of the toys, Laszlo, it says, wicked.com. Well, any guy who's ever masturbated to porn knows that Wicked.com is a porno site.
It is?
And they accidentally put Wicked.com on the back of the dolls. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, they put the wrong URL. Didn't. Yes, they did. Look it up. There's pictures of them on the shelves. Pretty crazy, right? You think someone, something that big, that much money involved, that you run that stuff by it. Or yeah, or buy Wicked.com, but Wicked.com, I guess, is still porn. That's the story I saw the other day. I don't have it in front of me, so.
Well, that's what they're not doing that in Champ Christmas this year.
No. They're not?
No.
Why?
It was only in like four cities previously. Last year they added it to Kansas City, but it's gone now.
Oh, we didn't support it enough?
I don't know.
Fine.
It's only in three cities.
I went to Hooters after
San Jose,
that.
Las Vegas.
Where?
Seattle, San Jose, and Las Vegas.
We walked right over to Hooters when it was over. It was a great little Christmas. It was. We just walked through, saw the lights, found the hidden packages, and then we walk over to Hooters. Get some wings. Yeah.
That sounds good.
It was fun. I think you'd like it. The boys would love it. Anyhow.
Well, it's not here this year.
Mariah Carey.
Now what am I going
to
do?
We can make our own. You can still go to Hooters, is what I'm saying. Just go to Hooters and put a Christmas hat on.
I know. The three of us are like that.
The servers wear Christmas hats probably at Christmas? I'm sure it's Christmassy. It's a good memory for the boys. So Mariah Carey has this song. It's a smash hit. It makes $1 billion. It's always number one every year this time of year. It seems to get a little earlier each year that it hits the top of the charts. But she got dethroned this week. Who could do that? How about Stevie Nicks? Stevie Nicks is a legend, right? So she could do that. But that's not what makes this interesting in and of itself. The big story is here is this song is a duet. And who did she sing this song with?
No idea.
Jason Kelce.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, he does.
Jason Kelce.
How does it feel to officially be the queen of Christmas?
I've fought my whole life to be the queen of Christmas, and the fact that we're finally there is just really special. We caught it in early November. We'll see if it holds up throughout the rest of Christmas. It was incredible to work with Stevie Nicks. I mean, I just am still in awe of the fact that that actually happened. There's no percent chance any song that I'm in should be streaming number one on any service.
Yeah, well, don't give yourself too much credit. Stevie Nicks.
That's exactly right.
And that Tyson thing, I saw they had a clip of Travis. They were asking him who he thought was going to win.
Oh, yeah,
he goes, Jake. He goes, oh, God, I can't believe I'm saying that about Tyson. He goes, but I think Jake. And I was like, oh, no. Right, again, I go back and forth, back and forth. Well, are you guys ready for it?
Yeah.
I don't totally understand why, like, if this is for
it's for charity.
Some sort of charity. That's what I assumed from this thing.
With other Eagles players.
Oh, they do?
Yeah, they've done like
two. One last year.
And the War on Drugs, that guy is the one who does all the music for him.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Okay, I didn't know that. So, anyhow, this is a duet with Stevie Nicks, and apparently there will be chances to see this live because he does some performances. Maybe you could take the boys to Philly and watch Jason Kelce. Now, that'd be a pretty good Christmas memory, would it not? Okay. It's too early for Christmas music.
Well, that wasn't very good.
Coming
anyway.
From a guy who's got a house decorated, it's not.
It's not that good.
But it's for charity. But
yeah, so it's for charity. It's good. And I like Jason Kelce. Stevie Nicks, the person. I hate Fleetwood Mac, but she seems nice enough.
I saw her get owned by Billy Joel at Arrowhead, man. She was good, and then Billy Joel came out, and he's just so much better. No, I'm kidding. She's great. But I've got an idea.
Mm-hmm.
I'll do the song, I'll do Jason's parts, and we get Miley Cyrus to do Stevie Nicks' parts, and we see how it does. Because I think Miley's has kind of a similar raspiness to her voice, you know? And I think I'm probably about as good a singer as Jason Kelce. So we get Miley to do it with me. I've always been wanting to get her phone number anyway.
Yeah, do
this
it.
This would be a good excuse, right?
I'm on it.
Thank you. Get that done, Snow Cone. Hopefully we'll have that ready for you tomorrow. And finally, Laszlo. I saw this come up. They were talking about Kelce brothers.
Yeah.
If they put it up to a vote and you said, which brother do you like more? Is it an easy pick?
Yeah.
It is. Who is it?
Jason.
It is Jason.
I like Jason.
Okay. Snowcone?
Jason. I mean, I love Travis.
I like them both.
Who would I hang out with? It'd be Jason.
Yeah, Jason.
Trav, I'm sorry.
I don't have the style, and I'm not cool enough to hang out with Travis.
I am so sorry.
It would be annoying if Travis showed up anyway. Come on, if he showed up in that Gucci suit.
I want to go that far.
You'd be like, okay. Well, of course, the first time, it would be fun. But if you were friends with Travis and he kept showing up with that, like, okay, stop it. Right? Where I feel like Jason would just show up in, like, you know, shorts and a hoodie.
Yeah.
You're like, hey, are we going to get a couple beers or not?
This did not go as I planned.
He'd be more of the kind of guy that I would hang out with.
For sure.
I was really planning on you guys picking Travis, and then that way I could pick Jason, and we'd still have a couple Trav votes, but I vote Jason.
Jason as well, right? Yeah.
But that sounds terrible that we all say we like Jason better than Travis. I love Travis.
I'm not saying I don't. I like him, too. Seems like a decent guy. I'd rather hang out with Jason.
Jason's less intimidating.
Jason's more our speed.
Exactly. I think that's
more our speed.
I think
I could see a lot of people picking Travis.
I hope so.
Right? But it ain't me. I feel like I'd much rather hang out with a dude with construction boots on, and shorts, and a hoodie.
Yes. This is like,
and,
looks like
you know,
a
carrying a case of beer.
Yep. Looks
right?
like
I feel like Travis was like that at one point, but you know.
Well, he's always been, and he's always kind of been
a little bit flashier.
Even when he did that early reality show that he wants everyone to forget about.
Travis will want to go to the club.
Exactly. Yeah. He's going to the club.
And drink beer.
And Jason will go to the bar.
I was going
to say. Jason doesn't need to go to the bar. You just go in your garage.
Well, that's key. Yeah.
He nailed it. He's more our speed.
But that doesn't mean that I think he's a better person than Travis. It just means I'd rather hang out with him.
Oh, my God, man. You're not dating Travis.
Well, there's three people now saying that we like Jason better than Travis. This is Chiefs Kingdom, guys. Jason didn't play for the Chiefs. Are you forgetting that?
No.
Travis Kelce is the greatest tight end, arguably, that the Chiefs have ever had.
Oh, he is that.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's better than Gonzalez.
Well, he just broke another one of his records the other day, so there you go. You guys voted against him.
Hang out with him.
I guess, is that where we're voting? When you say who do you like better, that's what you're voting on. Right. Who would you want to hang out with?
That's what I thought.
Yeah. Who would you vote for president?
Who, Jason or Travis?
Jason or Travis.
Jason.
Yeah, same.
Okay, I give Travis the vote there. Travis would be a way better president.
Why?
Just that swagger, the confidence. He walks into a room full of world leaders.
Yeah,
I think he'd be good. There's nothing you vote Travis for? What do you vote Travis over Jason for? Go into the club?
I'm not going to go there.
Go into Vegas. A weekend in Vegas. It's free. It's paid for. Who are you going with?
Travis.
Oh, okay, there you go. Thank you.
Yeah, they really get paid for this.
You believe this shit?
The Church of Laszlo.
Amen, brother.
98.9 The Rock.
Mr. Big Nuts.
That's me. How's it going, hotness?
I'm good.
Your hotness? I know that's what your ex used to call you, your hotness.
Oh, yeah.
Alcohol.
Yeah?
What would we do without it? I don't even know that people would try and get over all this crap. Like, you know, Laszlo's trying to get his house remortgaged right now. You got to fill out all this paperwork. He's got to have inspectors come to the house. And, you know, our boss said this earlier, but life just finds a way to try and beat you down every day.
Yeah.
And you ask yourself frequently, why am I fighting this? Why try? It's just another hurdle tomorrow.
Yes.
But then alcohol seems to make that better.
It keeps the edge off.
Right. So the question is,
it's finding that spot.
Right.
Finding that spot, whatever it is, 3-4 drinks a day. Then, you know, it may not be healthy for you. I'm not saying that. But, you tend not to, jump in your car and drive to a crack house. You
know what I mean?
So, you get to 10 drinks a day, and then it becomes dangerous. Like, there's a sweet spot there, and you got to find it.
It's like
for me, it's about 3 or 4 drinks. If I have 3 or 4 beers or something, I'll be okay. I'm not going to do anything crazy. I'm good.
It's like any medicine, right? You just got to figure out what works for you. But here's an interesting thought. Could there be a downside to alcohol? Is there a way that alcohol could somehow have some sort of negative impact on your life? And I never thought about this, but they put out a study today that talks about just that, which I thought was interesting. But they did say, here's how much you can drink and not have to worry about those negative side effects, probably. How much can you drink and be healthy? How much do you think you can drink and be healthy? My question is, what do you mean by healthy?
Okay.
And we'll get into that here, but I'll tell you what they said in a second.
The Church of
Laszlo.
Yo. Alcohol.
Mm-hmm.
Is there a limit? Can you drink so much that it could be negative for your health? Oh, you've already heard this stuff before. Okay. So how much drinking is bad for you? That's the question. And I guess the other question is, how much do you drink? When you go to the doctor and they ask you how much you drink, what do you tell the doctor?
How much do you drink?
Let's see, I'm good for about 10 or 12.
Okay. 10 or 12 a week, that's not bad.
But a week?
Well, you drink 10 or 12 beers a day?
You counting beers, too?
That's a Trader show. Do you guys watch that?
I love that show.
Such a funny show. How much alcohol could you drink in a day? Now, I've told you many times. When I'm off the old water wagon, I like to sit on the couch, grab a case of Stones.
Right, you drink a case of Stones
a
night.
I'll drink about 23 or 24 of them out of 30. There's usually four or five left the next morning.
To get you for the morning?
And then I'll stick those in the fridge, and, you know, I can drink those before I start drinking. Sometime during the day.
Sure, because they don't count because they're from yesterday.
They're yesterday's beer. Yeah, I'm not counting those as today's beers. It's once I sit down on the couch and have that cold case next to me. I got to drink them before they get warm.
That's the rule?
That's the goal. Yeah.
Right.
I want to drink these before they get warm. I don't really want to. I'll drink warm beer, but I prefer not to.
Yeah.
So, but I'm definitely a beer guy. You like both.
Yeah, I don't drink as much beer, to be honest with you. But yeah.
I hear a lot of people talk about beer like, oh, it's too filling. Oh, it's. I don't know. I'm pro beer all the way. Love it. I don't
I
have
like
a problem.
Those tweez, man. Get myself some tweez.
What's that?
Twisted Teas.
Oh, okay.
So some tweez, son.
Some of that stuff tastes really good, and then I find that maybe I don't feel so good the next day, but you don't get hangovers.
Not really.
So you don't
really
have to worry about it.
I don't drink that much, too.
Oh, well, that's
probably
part of it.
You know, like, if I have, like, you know, like, I don't know the last time I had a drink at home. I think 2 weeks ago, I went over to a buddy's house. My youngest was spending the night somewhere, and my oldest was like, I'm going to go to a party and be home late. I went over to a buddy's house and we had whiskey.
There you go.
But that was probably the last time in the last year.
Yeah. Okay.
I was still home by 11.
So you got your routine
down.
Well,
it went down quick.
Okay.
Could have been so long since I didn't do it. Like, it was, yeah.
My drinking always, when I'm drinking, it takes me well into the night. It's until I go to bed. It's like, okay, now it's time to fall into the bed. And that's, I guess, probably around 2 in the morning, something like that is when I would usually be done. But anyhow, that's why I take breaks, taking a break. But they put out the study, how much alcohol is bad for you. So I've heard these things like a glass of red wine a day might be good for you. Then they went back on that. That thing went back and forth so many times. Like, who cares? If you want the wine, drink the wine. They say even though more people now are calling themselves sober curious, that's really annoying. Do people say that I'm sober curious? That's annoying. They do?
Yeah.
They say even though more people are calling themselves that or are trying zero proof replacements for alcohol, they're real popular, all these.
Mm-hmm.
You go to restaurants now, they have that little alcohol-free drink menu.
Mm.
And I've got friends who don't drink, and they love ordering those mocktails, I guess, is what I would call them. I'm like, it's just juice. You're just ordering juice.
Mm-hmm.
You know? You could order a Coke. It's pretty good.
Reminds me of, do you watch Loudermilk?
No.
One of my all-time favorite shows.
I've seen parts of the beginning.
Love it. When he's with his buddy, and his buddy's a sponsor, and he's like, man, you love cranberry juice. And he's like, no! I love vodka, goddammit. The cranberry juice makes me remember how much I love vodka.
Yeah, you know,
so
and there's something to
like,
that.
Yeah, just drinking cranberry and Red Bull.
I drink cranberry and tonic at weddings.
Right, yeah,
like, give me cranberry and tonic, yeah. So even though there's more people doing that, they say a cocktail obviously can still take the edge off of a tough day. But scientists have warnings about the potential health problems of even small amounts of alcohol.
Oh, boy.
And their warnings apparently now are growing more dire.
Oh, no.
For moderate drinkers, it can be hard to know what's actually okay to consume. Is two a day that much worse than one?
Okay.
Well, if you're asking me, I would say no. Two a day.
Well, I mean, at some point, the number becomes...
I guess, but also, what they never count or account for in these studies is, how much am I adding to the end of my life by not giving up on today? By... Mm-hmm. Improving my mood,
right?
By calling
well,
a loved one.
Study, they should, you know,
look
include
at
like you know, hey, three drinks it does this to your health.
Yeah,
but if you're using it to relieve stress and you're not abusing it, then you know there's a positive to it. So,
well, they say
like everything, risk versus reward, right?
They say there's some risk to two drinks, but they say really anything above two drinks is when your risk of cancer rises significantly.
Oh boy!
See, if you exceed that, boom, cancer rates go up. I just drink.
How much?
I just drink some water and drink some fiber, get all that stuff out of me, and I'm healthier than
How
I was the day before.
How much cancer rates go? It
says studies suggest that alcohol contributes to about half a dozen types of cancers.
Oh,
breast
boy.
Cancer, don't have them. Colorectal,
oh,
I think that's
boy.
Dawson's Creek, right? As well as heart and liver disease, among other conditions.
Yeah.
The only way to completely avoid related health problems is to stop drinking alcohol. Can you believe this? Plenty of people do cut it out entirely, but for many others, that's a non-starter. You can't just come out with this study and say, hey, there's a couple drinks, we don't really know. More than that, you're definitely bad. Give you cancer. What kind of cancer? Oh, a bunch. And then you just mentioned two. Like, but it can cause other problems. Give me a number. Tell me what I can drink. Should I drink the Twisted Tea or the Miller Lite?
Well, and you know? I have to know, like, what's that number? So, like I said, I'm a 3-4 drink a day guy. Oddly enough, Monday to Friday only at work.
That's right.
Which is really weird. I know when I tell people that, they're like, hey, do you drink? I'm like, only at work. But, like, what? Okay, so to say anything over two,
yeah,
raises your chances.
They put out new
cancer
guidelines, the right. U.S. Federal Dietary Committee.
What's the difference between two and five?
Right.
Because if it's just over two, then it's all the same, then go ahead and drink 10.
Yeah, so if it's two or less, I'm at level one risk.
Right.
Then what,
is it just two or more,
yeah,
then go ahead and give me more.
Right. What's level two risk? Is that 2 to 5? And then after 5, I'm at level 3?
Right,
and
that's what I need.
What's 30 stones in an
scale
evening? Yeah. And where does it say 30 stones in an evening?
Right, if it's at 15 plus.
Right, where is that? Because I don't see it in these guidelines. They're talking about updating them, but you know, I've also heard that RFK is going to be put in charge of all of our health stuff. Mm-hmm. So, you know, maybe we'll get some real answers here.
Killed a bear and threw it in the park for jokes.
They currently recommend that men consume no more than two drinks a day. And for women, no more than one. You only get one drink.
No, is that?
We get two.
Can I do that for the week? So, like, can I do, like, so that's 14 a week. Can I do 14 in one day and then nothing else after that?
Oh, it says a day. It says two a day.
Yeah, but
they
mean,
also
if
said
I don't
what
have any, does that, I'm saying if I don't have any the next day.
Right. Does that
is
count?
Is it good?
X it out. I don't know. But they say what they're trying to do right now is lower it. They want to lower that, which, I'm sorry, that already seems a little low to me. They want to lower it to one a day for men and women.
Mm.
So now men only get one a day. But they haven't done that yet. So they're saying that we might need to be more conservative than what the guidelines already said. They said, after assessing a wide range of studies, an influential group of Canadian researchers. Researchers, come on. Then last year, they looked at how the risk of dying from alcohol-related deaths, including cancer, heart disease, and accidents, I guess, changes depending on how heavily people drink. They deemed that the risk with two drinks or less a week.
Wait, two drinks or
to
less
be low,
a week.
3 to 6 drinks as moderate, and 7 or more to increasing high. This is the thing you were looking for, though. You know,
right.
Level 1, level 2,
week.
Level 3. But they're doing it by the week in Canada.
For
yeah.
7 drinks a week?
The risk with two
well,
drinks or less a week is low.
That's it.
3 drinks to 6 drinks a week is moderate, and 7 or more is increasingly high. So I was drinking
that's a drink a day.
Couple months worth of increasingly high.
But they are doing it for the week.
For the week.
You could have 7 in a day.
I know. Why don't they say in the day? Is it worse to have 7 a day or 1 a day
well,
for 7 days?
I guess
they
did because 7 in 1 is 7.
I get it. But
so I guess they're just saying in a week, that way if you wanted to have the 7 in one day,
yeah,
you're going to have them all Monday and then you're just off for the week and then you're fine.
Yeah. So they said at 7 standard drinks per week, the risk goes up much steeper. That's 1 a day. They say your risk of dying rises exponentially. This is according to some doctor named, I'm not kidding you, Dr. Butt. B-U-T-T. Okay, so a clinical associate professor at the University of Saskatchewan is a co-chair of the committee that developed the 2023 guidelines. So I'm not following Canada's guidelines. I really hope that with Trump taking office, we can rectify some of the stuff, clean this mess up. Why are we as Americans getting health recommendations from Canada? Nothing against Canada, but come on. You're not like a real country.
Right.
We're a big, huge country. We should have our own guidelines.
Yeah, we don't know. I mean, we know Canadians are weak, so they're probably...
Right.
You know, they probably can't drink as much as an American man.
You do whatever the queen tells you. Or the king, well, I guess. Sorry.
Right.
Yeah, we don't play that.
I'm guessing American men can drink more than Canadian men.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
They can do a lot of things more.
Yeah.
Right? That's been proven.
Yeah.
So we need our own guidelines. I need your guy, Robert Kennedy, to clean this up. And I'm just going to say, I've looked at a lot of these things in the past.
Okay.
I would say you can drink.
Now, we need to build a wall up there.
You can drink 4 or 5 shots a day,
mm-hmm,
max, and you'll be okay.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can drink
30 keystones.
I would say 10 to 20 beers or White Claws a day.
Then you'll be fine?
And you should be fine. Drink water. You drink a water after every beer.
Ugh.
It's probably wise to do that with the whiskey, too, but drink a water after every beer.
You know? How many pickle shots can you do? Because it's got pickle juice.
I think that's
in
healthy,
it.
Yeah. If you get stuff like that, I think you cheat the rules.
Right. Yeah, because pickle juice is good for you.
And pickles have, like, no calories.
And I have, like, you know, 3 to 4 of those a day.
Yeah. So that's good. My guidelines. You can have five a day.
From under it, then.
Yeah, I think you can have five shots. And if you are doing the shots, you can still have a couple beers.
Oh, I can?
Yeah. And if, yeah, you can have five beers. One to five beers.
And the shots?
And the five shots.
Because once you have the shots.
No, no, no. The beers will just be there to help rinse you out. I think it'll be good. And if you're a beer drinker or a claw drinker, whatever that stuff's called.
Well, still going, are you still a claw? Oh, he's talking to his kid.
Yeah, he drinks. I know how many he drinks.
Yeah, how many does he drink?
He drinks a case. And I don't know what's in a case.
Has he been doing it still?
As far as I know, yes. He drinks a case of White Claws. I'm not sure how many's in there. I think 12. But I also know I've heard stories.
He's the only guy I know who can't get to work on time at 1 o'clock in the afternoon.
Yep.
I've never met anyone like it in my life.
They need
life.
To do a study about White Claws.
Never met anybody
Seriously.
Like it.
Seriously.
Our boss is always like, where is he? I'm like, I don't know.
I know.
And you can't get, it's 1 o'clock in the afternoon.
Uh-huh.
You can't get here at 1?
It's tough, man. Tough. I keep telling him. I'm like, I never had that problem with Keystone. Maybe switch it up. Dude, I don't know what the secret was, but
the
I still get up.
Just get up at 11.
That's what I did. I just got up and come to work. You know? Someone's expecting me. Oh, my alarm went off. I should get to work.
Yeah. I've only got to be here for a few hours before I start drinking those Keystones.
Exactly. Those claws
That's what gets me through it.
Claws
I only get here on time because I know there's a pickle strike.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, easy for you to say.
The Church of Laszlo. The Church of Laszlo. On 98.9 The Rock.
Saw this, and I definitely thought about Laszlo. Odd things that you find attractive.
Mm.
Now, I don't know about odd things you find attractive. I know about odd things that turn you off, like a scoop of peanut butter out of the peanut butter jar.
Yeah, not like that.
Plants with little seed pods in them.
Don't like them.
Maybe a girl with seed pods in her face. You don't like that.
Yeah.
Or a girl is missing her lips and her mouth is full of seed pods. And
okay, why do you keep bringing this up? Stop it.
That's the kind of stuff that turns you off.
Yeah, but this is sexual in nature. None of that stuff's sexual in nature.
Well, anyway, this discussion was about odd things that you find attractive. You know, sometimes I'll ask women, like, women, what do you really find attractive? And they'll say, I love watching a man change a tire, whatever.
Oh,
it turns
yeah,
you on. Something
sure.
like that. And you go, oh, okay, I should learn how to do that.
Were you like hairy armpits?
Well,
that's an odd thing.
We'll get into
you like
it.
Watching women sweat, or you like sweaty women?
Certain sweaty women.
Yeah, but you like your
like
woman
sweat.
To be sweat.
And I would prefer that I like, if I don't like her sweat, we got a problem. You know what I mean? This just isn't going to work. It's like a pheromone thing.
Yeah.
If I don't like your sweat, then
yeah, you
it's
like
going to be tough.
The sweat and the hairy armpits.
I don't mind hairy armpits, yeah.
Hairy legs?
No. Okay. Shave your legs.
But the hairy armpits is fine.
Yeah, it doesn't bother me.
I'm just saying it's not like a turn on.
It just doesn't turn me off at all. It doesn't bother me. I'm kind of surprised that it bothers you. I don't know. That's one I would think that you'd be with me. Like, yeah, it doesn't bother me. I don't care.
Okay, yeah, no.
When Miley Cyrus had the hairy armpits, you didn't like that?
Yeah,
didn't bother me. Okay, maybe it's because of Miley. Maybe because I saw her do it first. Whereas, like, if I saw your mom do it first, and your mom was like, I'm bringing back hairy armpits, and we were in Florida together.
My mom?
Yeah, if she was the first one that I saw, I might be like, you know what? I don't like hairy armpits. Shave your armpits.
Well, that's rude.
I'm just saying. Rude? Excuse me. After all the things you've said in the last 24 years about my mother?
I've never said anything that about your mother that would turn me off.
Oh, yeah, right.
Nothing that would turn
me
off.
You talked about her turning you down? You talk about going over there and doing things that are totally inappropriate?
But none of
all
it would
I
turn
said
me
was that
off.
If your mom had hairy armpits first,
yeah,
I might
it would
not
turn you off.
I might say shave your armpits.
There's nothing your mother could do that wouldn't give me a...
Okay, so she can have hairy armpits then.
Well, yeah.
Okay.
Your mother gets a pass on everything.
All right. Strange things, interesting things, odd things that you find attractive. Somehow the wires got crossed and you find it attractive. We'll discuss here in a second.
The Church of Laszlo.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.